Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. You know all those wonderful things by now. We are brought to you by Zip Recruiter. I apologize for bringing this to you so late today, but this is one of those days where everything took a little longer than I expected, and it's going to be a quickie, but I did promise you that I'm going to do power ranks, and wow, are they hard right now. Let's talk Dallas, Arizona, and then we'll talk power ranks here, but here's my short take on Dallas, Arizona. Was I had no clue who to take going into this game. I had a bad feeling kind of about both teams. And you watch the first 15, 20 minutes or so, and Arizona's just kicking the crap out of Dallas. I mean, like, it's not even close. And Phil Dawson misses that field goal. Field goal Phil. I was with Phil in Cleveland many moons ago. And he misses it, and it's still, I mean, pretty far into the game, but it's only 7-0. And to me, that was really crucial. Not that he missed a field goal necessarily, but at that stage of the game, even though Arizona is clearly controlling the game, the Cowboys didn't have to abandon ship. You know, they weren't down 20-0, 17-0. You know, like they, and it wasn't a situation like in Denver the week before where Dak's going to throw 50 passes. And while I don't think Zeke looks quite as good as he did last year, clearly that's their recipe. You know, I mean, and the line doesn't look as good either, to be quite honest with you. But they didn't have to get away with what they do well, you know. And on the third possession, he breaks free on a run. And it's like, wow, there's a sign of life there. And this is what we do. Oh, yeah, you know. And even though Chandler Jones, you know, sacks Dak and takes Dallas out of field goal range, it was like, okay, we're only down 7. That first 20 minutes really didn't even happen. Let's start this thing over. And not long later, I mean, they had a drive where Dak had the zone read keeper and for the touchdown run. And I put the note down, it's amazing that this game is now tied at 7-7. Like, there's no way. So, you know, Dak was efficient early on and got really good, I thought, as the game went along. Made some really nice throws, especially on the move throughout this game. Early in the second half, he hits Dez going on that short pass, and he totally just muscles his way into the end zone. Effort, strength, power, an amazing play, kind of reminiscent of the Amari Cooper one early in week one. But then it's 14-7. It's like, well, we got these guys where we want them, you know? My man Larry Fitzgerald was absolutely phenomenal in this game. Made an unbelievable catch, had a touchdown. They had no answer for him. He was terrific. One little note that they mentioned here that I thought was interesting. Carson Palmer has now thrown 100 passes with two different teams. Only Warner, Peyton Manning, and Tarkington have done that in their career. I mean, so that's impressive stuff. But at this point, you know, Dallas just took control. You know, I mean, Dak, it was another rollout. Nice throw for a touchdown. They're up 21-14. And I thought Palmer played well. I really did. It was a nice night by Byron Jones. But the whole key here, and I just wrote an article about it, I want you to check it out. Well, there's two things I really think are important here. Were, like I said, Dallas didn't have to change what they were doing, even though they were getting beat badly for much of the game. and DeMarcus Lawrence. You know, Fitz was awesome, but DeMarcus Lawrence was the best player on the field. And an extremely flexible, athletic guy who's been injured or suspended. But wow, has he been good this year. He was killing Veldheer. He was killing double teams. Three sacks, many more pressures, quarterback hits. And he's done it all year. And the talent is there. I think he's gotten stronger since he's been in the league. Really, really impressive. And to me, that could be a deal changer when you look at the Cowboys. Like, I'm more worried about their offense. You know, Dez and Witten, like, the receivers are slow. And the line isn't playing as well. And Zeke doesn't look quite as good. Dak looks really good, especially last night. And the defense is a little better than you thought. And if they can get a consistent pass rush and have a Pro Bowl caliber defensive end, which is exactly how he's playing, you know, now you're talking. Like, that's important. That's impressive stuff. So I told you we were brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Just like I said, I mean, when I was in the recruiting world, if I had something like a ZipRecruiter that we're looking for an offensive lineman with these assets, hopefully from this area, it would be unbelievable. I mean, to add people with this type of device and this type of amazing system that ZipRecruiter has would be great in my walk of life. But no matter what business you're in, this is a great thing to use. So with ZipRecruiter, you can post your jobs to 100-plus sites with just one click, and then their powerful technology efficiently matches you with the right people for your job. They're better than anyone else at it, of course. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within a day. Within a day. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. So this is what you got to do. You find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by all businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. I mean, it's free stuff. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/LONFL. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LONFL. One more time, try it for free. It costs you nothing. Just go do it. ZipRecruiter.com/LONFL. Now, I promised you that you would get a Power Ranks, and I'm going to buzz through these, and maybe we'll do them every week. It's a good way to talk about each team. I don't know. There's also been some requests from some of you to change the Monday show as opposed to talking about three big games just to give you a thumbnail of all the games that happen, which will be hard for me because I can't watch every game at once. But that's what we did at Football Today, and many of you came over with me, and I appreciate that. So I'm thinking about that. Drop me a note. I've gotten mixed opinions. But as I told you yesterday, I still think we're going to look back at Week 3 and say that was the strangest week of the year. You know, the whole Anthem Trump thing, all these road dogs, unusual heat in places like Tennessee and across the country, especially in the East. And, you know, it's still some of these guys aren't in football shape yet. So I'm not going to overreact and say, all of a sudden, I think the Jets are good. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to trust where I was on these teams more so than saying, boy, I was wrong. The Bears are better than the Steelers. The Jets are better than the Dolphins. I'm not going there. And so you'll see that. Jets at 32. They were at 32 last week. Yeah, they won. That's great. I still don't think they're good. I just don't. And I think maybe their defense will be coming around, especially their run defense, but I think their offense is going to continue to be terrible. The Browns have come to the conclusion or worse than I thought. I had a lot of hope for them. At one point, I had them as high as 24. Last week, I had them at 27. 31. You know, I mean, you just lost to a bad team. They got a lot of injuries. You're not running the ball. I'm excited to get Myles Garrett back out there, though. San Francisco had a great day. You know, I mean, they almost pulled it off on national TV against the Rams. And they're going the right direction. But I still have them at 30. They were 29 a week ago. Indy goes all the way up to 29 from 31. You beat the Browns. Brissett's impressive to me. You know, he's much better than what they had. There's no doubt about that. I bet people will be interested in him once Luck returns, or I'm curious what his future entails. I don't know if he's a future starter, but I think he's going to last in the league a long time and have a good career in some way, shape, or form. The Bears won. and nearly beat the Falcons in week one. Ran the ball extremely well. I still think they're a very limited team because they can't pass at all. They move up from 30 to 28. The Bengals basically say the same, 28 to 27. Almost pulled off an upset. Came back to earth. I do think the new offensive coordinator will pay dividends. Some more Chip Kelly principles, playing faster, more Mixon, and I think Mixon and Green should do well, you know, going forward. Maybe since he starts to move up this chart, but it's hard. I'm not sure who to put him ahead of. Houston at 26. They were at 26. They almost beat the champs. Now, they played really well. Definitely the best Watson has played. I'm going to watch that tape tonight because I'm going to write an article about him. You know, I'm not a fan, but, you know, it looked like he played quite well. So some optimism. So maybe they can move up into the mid-tier here soon. Boy, the Ravens go from 13 to 25 after getting whipped by Jacksonville. Offense is dismal. I mean, it might be the worst offense in the league when it's all said and done. Or a bottom five unit. I mean, bad. Bad. And I just don't know that the defense is going to be asked to do so much. Chargers are 24, go from 16 to 24. I still think there's a lot to like here. They just keep finding a way to lose. Ingram's having a tremendous season, if you haven't noticed. I mean, he's really, really something. Miami, you just lost the Jets, dude. You're going from 14 to 23. More questions than answers right now. I've kind of thought from the beginning they were a exactly average team. So this is probably the lowest they'll be, but we'll see. You know, I mean, I'm interested to see how they rebound. Giants go from 21 to 22. Odell's back. That's gigantic. Defense is still good. Lost a tough game. We'll see. You know, I mean, maybe the offense starts to show some sign of life. You guys are going to yell at me because I have the Bills at 21. Moved them up from 24. I'm just not a believer still. You know, that I still think this is the highest they'll be. And I respect that their defense is playing really well. And Taylor did some really good things. But I don't think it's going to keep up. I just don't think they're that good. I do think they're well coached. I'm excited about their coaching staff. And I have a feeling I'm really going to be high on the Bills next year. Next couple years. I like what the direction they're going and all the picks. You guys know I'm a big fan of those kind of moves. But I think they're going to come back to earth in a crashing manner.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
All right. Got the Saints at 20. 25 to 20. Again, they've done some good things. I mean, there's things to like here. You know, they just got to win. Defense wasn't terrible. I just don't trust the defense, and I think the offense is slightly worse than what we're used to. I might regret this, but I have Jacksonville at 19, from 23 to 19. As I said, they just blew the doors off the Ravens. I think they might have the best defense in the league. I mean, I don't trust Bortles, Lee, Lewis, Hearns as a passing game. But their formula could keep them highly competitive. I think their defense is going to be, or is already, awesome. We just talked about Arizona. They go from 22 to 18. Carolina, we kind of mentioned, things are not going well. I mean, they've gone from 6 to 12 to 17. I still like the defense a lot. Cam doesn't look anything close to being right. Olsen injury. Offense is hard to watch right now. It really is. How about them Redskins? I mean, maybe I'm too low on them. The way their defense played was super surprising. They go from 19 to 16. Ran the ball. Chris Thompson. Great O-line. Defense really shocked me. I'm starting to come around on them. You know, I think, you know, that's a highly impressive win to just destroy the Raiders. I got the Rams at 15. That probably is their high watermark, but they could win that division. I mean, I was on the air with somebody today, and I was saying, do the Rams have the best offense in the NFC West? Yeah, they do. That's crazy. You know, I mean, they're putting up a lot of points. I don't think that's going to continue to the degree. But they're a quality football team right now. They go from 20 to 15. Denver goes from 6 to 14. In a way, I feel like they came back to earth just a little. The offense was troubling. Simeon came back to earth a little bit. And I'm sure people are saying, you know, well, you're too low in Buffalo. I still think Denver beats Buffalo 7 out of 10 times. By the way, I've been wanting to say this. This infuriates me. If you didn't see this penalty, Von Miller sacks Tyrod Taylor, gets up on his feet, reaches his hand down to Tyrod Taylor to lift him up, and then pulls it away and smiles, and the two of them exchange a laugh. And they throw a flag, which extended the drive on third down. Are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? Unsportsmanlike conduct. I mean, come on. Get a grip. That's ridiculous. I got Dallas moving up from 17 to 13. We just talked about them. Encouraged. I still have my doubts about some things with them. Tampa goes from 8 to 12. Secondary's a little bit of a worry here. They had a lot of injuries. Kind of going to give them a pass. I think the Vikings are a pretty good team. But after week one, I was kind of thinking, whoa, are these guys going to be really good? Maybe. Still could be. Lions go from 18 to 11. Just wrote an article about them as well. Really praising the offense and questioning the defense. They're getting turnovers. That's huge. They didn't last year. We'll keep up. Probably not. Seattle goes from 11 to 10. They got ran on by Tennessee in the 100-degree heat. So did Jacksonville, though. I mean, I kind of think we'll look at that and say, boy, Tennessee does that to everybody. And they're here at 9. They go from 15 to 9. That's an impressive win, you know, to bully the Seahawks on the ground in particular. Impressive win. Nicely done. Raiders go from 5 to 8 after an awful performance on both sides of the ball. Awful, especially the offense. I guess it's a red flag, and you'll see a couple of these teams up here that, you know, have a red flag with them now. But I'm still a believer in Oakland for the most part.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
The Vikes go from 10 to 7 with Case Keenum. And I mentioned some secondary questions for Tampa. Bradford should be back soon. I think the offense is night and day different from last year. Cook is a star. Diggs is a madman. Great defense. I felt good about this one because you guys know I've been a big Viking believer from the beginning. My Steelers go from 3 to 6. They're not playing well. Ben's not playing well. I think that's an embarrassing loss to Chicago. But I've thought they were a top 3 team for a really long time. I'm not coming off that ship quite yet. Eagles go from 9 to 5. Their running game worries me, though. Yeah, and their corner situation worries me. But they rush the passer well. They throw the ball well. I'm a Wentz believer. But not just because of Sproles being out, but they got to have some kind of running game, especially as the weather gets worse. Green Bay's battled a lot of injuries, but they've hung in there. They're 7. They go to 4. Rodgers is a stud. I don't know. Yeah, they had some injuries on defense. They've had some tackle injuries, but they've weathered the storm. They got Aaron Rodgers, man. These next three, I think, are clearly the top three teams, and I have Atlanta at 3, New England at 2, and actually, I don't know why I have that. I'm going to put New England at 3, Atlanta at 2, Chiefs at 1. I think the Chiefs have the most impressive resume of any team in the league thus far, beating you in a lot of ways. Hunt's been a stud. Atlanta, I mean, two squeakers. I mean, they almost lost that game, two games basically by a yard each they won. But they were dominant in week 2. A lot to like there. I'm still not 100% jumping in the deep end with the Falcons. And New England, they have their issues. You know, they made Deshaun Watson look like a star. Their defense is worrisome to me. But boy, is Brady playing well. Holy smokes. You know, and Cooks is now really emerging. Brady, the last two games, has been a superstar, even by superstar standards. I mean, so that makes them awfully tough to beat. And obviously a big comeback win there for them. All right. Again, sorry I got this out late. I will have Mike on tomorrow talking Pro Football Focus stuff. And that'll happen at noon tomorrow, so you'll get another one here pretty quick. All right, see ya.